All right, so today we're diving into the world of Donald Trump.
The Donald Trump.
Yeah, specifically the Trump of the 1980s, the pre-presidency Trump.
The businessman.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We've got some excerpts here from his book, The Art of the Deal, and a pretty fascinating look into his life as this real estate tycoon.
It's a fascinating time capsule, really.
Yeah.
You know, this book captures that energy and ambition in its rawest form long before we ever saw him enter the political scene.
Right. And he comes out swinging
Oh, yeah.
right from the start. Deals are my art form, he says. You know, it's not just about the money for him. It's about the thrill of the chase, the
Absolutely.
challenge of coming out on top. And you can really feel that energy
Yeah.
crackling off the page.
You can feel it. It's palpable.
It really is.
And it's a window into his core motivation. He lays out his principles for deal making right there. Think big, know your market, use leverage, protect the downside, keep your options open. These aren't just abstract concepts to him. These are very deeply ingrained in his approach to every negotiation.
Yeah. And then he describes like a typical week in his life. And it's just this whirlwind of activity. You know, early mornings, endless phone calls, back-to-back meetings,
Always on the move.
no time for lunch. He's even working weekends.
It's nonstop.
It's like he thrives on this constant motion.
Yeah, and that relentless pace is telling. I mean, it foreshadows that frenetic energy he brought to the presidency later on. Always moving, always juggling multiple projects. You
Yeah.
know, it speaks to a certain kind of personality, one that's just fueled by action and the pursuit of the next big win.
And then he just rattles off this string of deals, each one more audacious than the last.
Huh.
You know, he talks about wrestling control of the Holiday Inn chain, rescuing a struggling farm from foreclosure, even hinting at his ambition to build the world's tallest building.
Right, and it's not just bragging. These are carefully chosen examples to illustrate his principles in action. You take the Holiday Inn takeover. It was a very bold move, a hostile bid for a major corporation, but it showcases that willingness to take calculated risks and his knack for leveraging public perception to his advantage.
Yeah, there's this real sense of momentum
Yeah.
in his storytelling. Like he's constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible. And even way back then, he's already thinking globally. He mentions exploring a hotel project in Moscow,
Yeah.
like foreshadowing his later international business dealings.
This international ambition, it's a recurring theme throughout the book. He clearly sees himself operating on a global stage, you know, not just confined to New York real estate. It's really a glimpse of the mindset that would eventually lead him to the White House.
He also reveals some of the legal battles that he was in, like the USFL antitrust case where he challenged the NFL,
Yeah.
ultimately winning, but with a less than ideal outcome.
Right, and this episode highlights a crucial aspect of his approach, tenacity. Even when he's facing powerful adversaries, he doesn't back down. He's willing to fight, even when the odds are stacked against him.
So we see this incredibly driven businessman making deals, taking risks, constantly pushing forward. But what shaped this ambition? Well, he dives into his upbringing, specifically the influence of his father, Fred Trump, a self-made real estate developer in his own right.
Right, I mean, Fred was a demanding figure. Instilled in Donald a very strong work ethic and a focus on the bottom line. You can draw a direct line from Fred's no-nonsense approach to Donald's own style. He learned early on the importance of delivering results, of being tough and pragmatic in a very competitive industry.
He recounts anecdotes from his early experiences in business, working on his father's projects,
Yeah.
observing different personalities, navigating complex social dynamics. He even describes outsmarting a tough teacher at military school. It's clear that he was already developing those sharp instincts and that adaptability.
These early experiences provided a crucial foundation. They taught him the value of observation, reading people, understanding how to use different approaches to achieve his goals.
What's striking me here is the sheer force of personality that comes through. This is a man who's brimming with confidence, ambition, and a relentless drive to succeed. And it's all laid out in this book, almost like a blueprint for his future endeavors.
Absolutely, but it's not just ambition. There's also a very strong sense of pragmatism and an almost instinctive understanding of how to play the game, whether it's real estate or, as we would later see, politics. He's not afraid to bend the rules, challenge conventions, and push for what he
And this
wants.
is just the beginning. We've only scratched the surface of the art of the deal. Up next, we'll delve into one of his most iconic projects, the making of Trump Tower, and see how these core principles were put to the test. on a grand scale.
Let's do it. All right, so now let's turn our attention to a pivotal chapter in Trump's journey, the construction of Trump Tower.
Oh yeah, Trump Tower.
This wasn't just another building project. This was a statement, a bold declaration of his ambition, and a tangible embodiment of his think big philosophy.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to imagine Manhattan without that iconic silhouette.
Right.
But back then, it was a huge gamble, a leap into the unknown, taking on this massive project in the heart of New York City, facing all these challenges at every turn.
And those challenges were considerable. I mean, from securing financing to navigating these complex zoning regulations, overcoming public skepticism. It was a true test of his resilience and his ability to turn obstacles into opportunities.
And he starts by setting his sights on the Bonnewit Teller site, this prime piece of real estate on Fifth Avenue. But acquiring it was no easy feat. He had to negotiate with all these different parties, including the store's parent company and the landowner, each with their own interests and demands.
And this is where his negotiation skills really shine. He understood the importance of leverage, finding these creative ways to sweeten the deal and persuade stakeholders to come to the table. You know, he even managed to secure air rights from neighboring buildings to maximize the tower's height, further demonstrating his ability to think strategically and maximize every advantage.
But even with the site secured, he faced another hurdle. The city's zoning regulations, I mean the proposed height and density of the building, raised concerns about its impact on the surrounding neighborhood. It seemed like a potential roadblock to his grand vision.
Right, but instead of backing down, he used this challenge to his advantage. He passionately argued for the economic benefits and the prestige the tower would bring to the city. He even proposed an alternative design that was so outlandish, the city practically begged him to build the tower, as originally planned.
I mean, that's classic Trump. Turning a potential setback into a bargaining chip.
Yeah.
Using his audacity and his understanding of the system to maneuver his way to success.
And let's not forget the architecture itself. He brought in Der Scut, this talented architect who designed this striking modern tower with a series of setbacks and this unique sawtooth design that would come to define the Trump aesthetic.
Right. And it's so distinctive. Yeah. So visually arresting. It instantly set it apart from all the other skyscrapers in the city.
That was no accident. He understood the power of image, of creating a building that would not only be functional, but also iconic, a symbol of luxury and aspiration. And it paid off. The design garnered praise from influential critics, helping to sway public opinion, and ultimately contributing to the city's approval.
Of course, no Trump project would be complete without a little bit of controversy. There was the issue of the Art Deco sculptures that adorned the facade of the Bonnewit Teller building. Preservationists were outraged when he had them demolished during the demolition process.
Yeah, and this episode highlighted a potential blind spot in his approach. While he may have been legally within his rights, the optics were not in his favor. It raised questions about his willingness to prioritize profit over cultural heritage and revealed the importance of anticipating public sentiment, something he would grapple with throughout his career.
But despite the bumps in the road, he ultimately triumphed. He secured the zoning, navigated the controversies, and then faced the challenge of actually selling this concept of luxury condominiums in a skyscraper. This was a relatively new idea for New York at the time.
Right, and here we see his marketing genius at work. He targeted a specific clientele, the nouveau riche, celebrities, foreign buyers. He understood their aspirations, their desire for exclusivity and luxury, and he crafted a narrative that positioned Trump Tower as the ultimate status symbol.
Oh, he was a master of generating buzz. You know, I remember reading about how he even hinted that Prince Charles and Princess Diana were considering an apartment in the building, creating this media frenzy.
It was a brilliant, if somewhat audacious, marketing ploy. He understood the power association, linking his project with high-profile figures to elevate its status and desirability.
And then there's the iconic atrium, that six-story public space with the pink marble waterfall. It was a bold and expensive gamble. But it instantly became a symbol of Trump Tower's opulence and grandeur, drawing in crowds and cementing its status as a must-see destination.
It speaks to his understanding of spectacle, of creating an experience that goes beyond functionality. He understood that people are drawn to luxury, to the extraordinary, and he delivered it in spades.
Yeah, it's clear that Trump Tower wasn't just a building. It was a testament to his vision, his audacity, and his unwavering belief in his own abilities. It was a symbol of his success. And a bold declaration of his arrival on the world stage.
Indeed, Trump Tower was more than a real estate project. It was a personal triumph, a tangible manifestation of his ambition and his ability to turn dreams into reality. But it was just one chapter in a much larger story, the lessons he learned and the strategies he honed during this project would continue to shape his approach to business and ultimately lay the groundwork for his entry into the political arena.
Okay, so we've seen his deal-making prowess in action from those early wheeling and dealing days to the monumental feat of building Trump Tower. Now let's take a step back and kind of examine the principles underpinning his approach, those core tenets that he outlines in The Art of the Deal.
Yeah, he lays out this framework that blends audacity with pragmatism. It's about thinking big, absolutely, but also about protecting yourself from downside risk.
Right.
It's calculated risk-taking, not just reckless gambling.
Not just jumping in.
It's exactly.
He seems to be obsessed with leverage, finding it, creating it, and using it to his advantage in every negotiation. It's like he sees the world as this giant chessboard, always thinking several moves ahead.
Yeah, that strategic thinking is key. He's not just reacting to situations, he's actively shaping them. You know, he understands that knowledge is power.
Right.
And he uses that knowledge to gain an edge in any deal.
Another thing that struck me is his emphasis on knowing your market. Whether it's real estate, as we've seen, or later on the political landscape, he seems to have this uncanny ability to tap into what people want, what motivates them, what makes them tick.
It's more than just intuition, I think. It's a deep understanding of human psychology.
Okay.
He's a master of reading the room, of identifying desires, and crafting a narrative that resonates with his target audience.
And he's not afraid to use the media to his advantage, right?
Yeah.
He knows how to create a spectacle, generate buzz, and grab those headlines. It's all part of his strategy for building his brand and influencing public perception.
He's a natural showman. There's no doubt about that. And he understands that in today's world, perception is often reality.
Right.
And he knows how to play the game, how to use the media to shape the narrative and control the message.
But it's not all smoke and mirrors. He also stresses the importance of delivering results, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It's not enough to talk a big game. You've got to back it up with concrete achievements.
He takes pride in his track record in completing projects on time and within budget.
Right.
He sees it as a sign of competence, of efficiency, of delivering on his promises.
And he's not one to shy away from a fight either, is he?
Hey.
He's confrontational, willing to take on opponents, even when they seem much more powerful.
He sees negotiation as a battle of wills, a test of strength and determination. He's not afraid to push back, to challenge the status quo, and fight for what he believes in.
Yeah.
It's a mindset that would serve him well in both business and politics.
So looking back at The Art of the Deal, what does it really tell us about the man who would become president of the United States?
Mm-hmm. Well, it reveals the core principles that guided his actions throughout his career. Ambition, resilience, strategic thinking, an understanding of human psychology, and a willingness to fight for what he wants. And these principles are all on full display in this book, foreshadowing his later foray into the political arena.
It's fascinating to see how these same principles played out in his presidency. The deal-making, the media savvy, that unwavering self-belief, it's all there, writ large on the world stage.
The Art of the Deal provides a unique window into the mind of a complex and often contradictory figure.
Yeah.
It's a story of ambition, audacity, and a relentless pursuit of success. But it also raises questions about the ethics of his methods and the long-term consequences of his actions.
It's a story that continues to unfold, one that historians and analysts will be dissecting for years to come. And as you continue to explore Trump's journey, I think it's important to consider the broader context, the historical forces that shaped his worldview, and the impact his actions have had on the world. It's a complex and fascinating story, and The Art of the Deal is just one piece of the puzzle. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.